Y'all, we going on tour.
Hurry up and come on through.
Okay, we are going to be on tour this June. Baby, we starting this tour off in Chicago. On June 1st. On June 3rd.
First.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then on June 3rd, we in Atlanta.
ATL, no, yeah, ATL. No,
I got this this memorized, so you ain't got to tell me no. On June 5th, right. Where we at?
LA.
Hey, we in a big theater, so y'all better show up and show out. Occur? And then on June 23rd, where we at, baby?
Either Philly or Philly. I know they back to back and they right next to each other.
And then June 24th, where we at? Where we close out?
D.C.
That's right. We only going to five cities in our June tour, and we want you to be there. It's going to be a good time. A lot of audience interaction. You're going to get a little tasting with Tank. You're going to get a little crafts and cocktails.
Come on with it.
You're going to get a little bit of Tanksley Pride, all the things that you love about this.
Yeah,
you're
going to get a whole lot of good time.
Absolutely.
A whole lot of it.
So please check the link in the bio, check the link in the show notes, and get your tickets now. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
Yes, that's the name of the show.
Who were you about to say?
No, I was going to say, is this going to cause an argument?
But
just
you
got
didn't.
The energy. Right. I got the energy. Listen.
It's about time. That energy came back.
Yes. I feel like you
got some hair
touch
ain't
me.
Matching. What is this going on?
You just wanted to touch me. That's fine.
Where'd it go?
I don't know, baby.
All right. Oh, I'm still on
my
there.
Name is Angel, and I'm married to this sexy man beside me. You do look real good.
Thank you.
I am upset that my sickness interrupted what I planned on doing.
Hey, status quo. That's all it was. I was,
Listen.
We'll see.
I got groomed and everything. I was ready to act up, to cut up.
I know you was.
Tell them who you are, baby.
I'm the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank Fam. If this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week. We've been doing it for 10 years.
Yes.
Plus. 10 years plus. Before podcasting was podcasting, we was here.
Here.
Guess who we was here with? Guess who we were here with? That's what I meant to say.
Who were we here with?
We was here with our family.
Well, we didn't have a family at first.
We didn't at first.
But now. That's
but after that second year.
Second?
Third? I don't know. Eventually, we got a family, all right? We got a family, not just me and her. We got our immediate family. Their immediate family is our Patreon, all right? They've been rocking with us from the early stages of this whole thing. You can be a part of the immediate family. We come on here. We talk to them. We've been talking to them before the episode started. We're going to talk to them after. We're going to talk to them during while we're recording, all right? Yeah. They get all the tea, all the stuff that y'all don't be hearing because it's immediate family. We right there in the same house. Y'all cousins live down the street.
Yep.
We going to still come outside and play kickball, ride bikes and all that. But y'all ain't after dinner.
Yeah.
And we can't go outside when the street lights is on. That's when we in there talking.
Yeah. With our family.
With our family. I'll be talking to them every Wednesday too. You can be a part of that immediate family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatyoucan to sign up for the low of a wonderful $5 a month. And that's when you get in on all the goodness. You get the early release. They knew about the tour first. They got the tickets first. They get everything first because they the family.
Yeah.
We also joined by some wonderful sponsors, BetterHelp and Hungry Roots.
Come on, baby.
Hey. You know what I'm saying? hey, if we got a sponsor out here, make sure you support their sponsor. See what they about. If they have a service that they provide that you can use, come on in and use it.
Come on in and use it. Use it.
So what's good with you?
Oh my God, today I am a brand new creature. This morning.
Cause you died this weekend.
Oh my God.
You've been resurrected.
My God, I was dead. Sleeping in my couch. Y'all, let's actually start with you because I feel like my rant is gonna take up a lot of time.
Oh yeah, it is. No, I feel I'm good. You know what? I got some things accomplished.
What you accomplished, babe?
I got that damn electric fence taken down.
Yes, the thing that was about to have us sued.
No, it wasn't about to have us sued. HOA was probably going to be like, you need to take this down because of the coyote issue. And I'm like, I'm sick and tired of dealing with these things. So I put up a little, it was low to the ground on the other side of our property, on the other side of the fence. Because that's where they come up at. And Castle be trying to kill him. I'm sure they trying to make a snack out of him, too. So I put that up and I was good. I was like, cool. And then like right after I put it up, maybe a week and a half later, we got a notice from the HOA saying, oh, we're coming around to do fence maintenance.
Right.
I was like, God dang.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me take it down before somebody come back here and say, oh, I was injured by the fence or whatever. So I took it, and that, it was hard putting it up. It was a little easier to put it down, but once you cross over that side of our fence, you in the wilderness.
It really is like insane. It, how
like it's literally, like, it's just a wrought iron gate, a fence. That's it. As soon as you're on the other side, you are in the jungle.
Yeah.
The bugs is worse. The animals is worse.
Yeah.
It's insane on that side. Like just being over there, like I got a suit. I think I did it in short. No, I did. I did put on some sweatpants, but like going over there, it's like, why is it so different? Yeah. I'm not even 3 inches away from my concrete. Why is it so different over here? Yeah. But anyway, yes, I don't know. I'm probably end up putting it back up. I don't know. Cause I did that on what? Thursday, Friday, mm-hmm. Literally last night, a coyote ran up to the dam.
It's crazy how they know, because I
don't think they knew. I think it was coincidence.
I'm like, no. But the thing is that I never heard any of them yelping by being affected by the wire. Like I never heard.
I don't think it's been any back there. He has been completely ignoring that hillside.
Who's been completely
ignoring? Castle.
No. I'm saying I would have thought that a coyote would have come in contact with that wire, mm-hmm. We would have heard yelping, and that would have been the thing that kept them away.
Oh, like the first initial?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like that ever happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's coincidence. While that was up, mm-hmm. They just hadn't been, because it's not like a daily thing. It like comes in waves.
Yeah, but it just definitely feels, that's crazy that would be a coincidence, because it's been up for a month.
But we don't know how long it's been up. Maybe it's been up for a day.
I don't know.
Technically not supposed to have it up anyway. But anyway, so yeah, got that done. Got some other stuff done that I've been putting off. So I was just doing just man shit, just house shit, just getting things done around the house. Mm-hmm. Things I've been wanting to get accomplished. When I wasn't doing those things, I had my feet kicked up exactly how I like my weekends.
That's so nice for you.
Yeah, that's how I design my life. Got some things... wrote down some ideas, got some things recorded. I might have to make a series out of it. People seem to like my last post. I don't think you've seen it either.
Was it a rap battle?
No.
I just saw that today.
A rap battle that I posted?
Something about rap lyrics, something in your head. It's on Facebook. You have on red rectangle.
That's not a rap battle.
Well, what did it say?
That's... clap back and cool calm.
Oh. Reacting battle.
To different situations. The fact that she just looked at it and kept scrolling. You was in a rap battle. Lord
no,
Jesus.
I was looking for It just Facebook served it to me real quick and I was looking for something specific.
But that's one of the ideas that's been like setting that I wrote down. And I'm like, let me start like getting some of these things out so they ain't just setting, because you know, the worst, you know, you can be your worst enemy when you just have ideas that you don't act on. Act on your ideas, y'all, as long as they ain't hurting nobody.
Yeah, come on, amen.
But anyway, yeah, so that's me. How about you?
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Oh, my goodness. Financial stress can affect us more than we know. I actually know how bad it affects me, but maybe y'all don't know, but I surely do. Financial stress affects far more than our bank accounts. It can take a serious toll on our mental health and relationships, with 88% of Americans feeling some sort of financial stress at the start of 2026. Money worries often bring on anxiety, sleep disruptions, and even depression, and are one of the leading sources of conflict for couples. This month, we want to normalize the emotional weight of financial stress and remind people that struggling with money doesn't mean they failed. Sometimes it's just about accessing the right kind of support. Financial stress, when I tell y'all, that's the reason why I get alopecia flare-ups. That's the reason why I'll get upset stomach. And what's crazy, it's because of the way I'm taking it on mentally is what causes me to have all those physical reactions. And it wasn't until I worked with my therapist that I now have a way to cope with financial stress that is healthy for me mentally. I go through a certain series of steps to help relax my mind, to help relax my body, so I'm not having the physical discomforts that I was having before. And there's no way I would have figured that out if it wasn't for therapy. Now, listen, therapy is something that we take seriously, and this is why we so often partner with BetterHelp, because we know that is a really great way to, for you to be able to get into therapy. One, their therapists are of high quality. They operate on a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. One, BetterHelp does a great job of initially matching you so that you can focus on your therapy goals with the right therapist. And they have a 12-plus year experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate. But if there's any reason why you are like, I don't think this is a good match, you can switch at any time, right, to a different therapist based off of their tailored recommendations. They have over 30,000 therapists. They are the largest online therapy platform. They have served over 6 million people globally, and they have a rating of about an average of a 4.9 out of 5 for live sessions based off of 1.7 million client reviews. Listen, when life feels overwhelming, therapy can help. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/argue. That's betterhelp.com/argue. Oh, so much. You know, all week I was shooting with Kevin at the airport, shooting that series. As Kevin says, he wasn't going to make the same mistake again and have me do a show that I get cut out of. So I actually had a character that I played.
He said, we'll do with Marcus this time and just not use him.
They end up having to cut 50 sketches.
I could imagine.
Yeah, because they
at least they shot him. I ain't even shoot.
No. I'm saying.
Oh, they didn't even do that.
They when I say cut 50 sketches, yeah, they didn't get to shoot. Yeah, 50
I understood the beast of what was going on once, because Kev initially hit me up. I was like, hey, I want you to do this with Castle. I was like, all right, cool, of course. And then I got the email saying, hey, throughout the week you're gonna be doing this, this, and this. So you're going to need these wardrobe changes, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, I'm going in 3 different days. Mm-hmm. And then as the week went by, and I done adjusted my whole week just for this. Once I got on set, I realized, okay, I've been talking to Kev.
Right, there's the thing.
Or I've been talking, this person done told me this, that person done told me that. I don't think it's so much going on. I don't think these people have actually sat down and I was a name on the list to discuss amongst the group.
Well, what it was is if they were like, when it got to towards the last day, they all the people who had like hands on like a certain sketch all had to choose ones that they would cut in order to make the last day. Yeah. And he was like, that sketch was my sketch. Nobody else like wanted the sketch, the dog one. Mm-hmm. He was hell bent on that one. Everybody else was like, we don't need it. So anyways, shot with him. The first day I shot like all 25 or so of my sketches. Then I barely did any the other 2 days. It was more so of, we gonna throw you in something. And I wanted to be like, you got all these youthful people here.
I know. What I ended up shooting, I thought would be a throw in. Well, it was a throw in, but I thought that'd be, oh, we'll just get that when we can. But because the other two were in like really, really involved. The one I shot was like, I didn't need to be here for this. I don't even know if y'all gonna use what I did, but I didn't need to be here.
I think with them bringing in so many people from Atlanta, it was definitely a priority. They needed to use those folks. Yeah. They had to fly them in and everything. And they were, it was great.
Get as much out of them as possible. Yeah. That's what you're gonna spend all the money on.
100%. So shooting with Kev, but that honestly didn't take, the first day it took a lot out of me. The other days it didn't take as much out of me. I think y'all love the goofy character that I play, Veronica. I got to meet Lex P, who is one half of Poor Minds podcast. I was telling Kev, it's so funny, I didn't know half of those children, those young adults.
I didn't either.
But they all had great energy. A lot of energy.
It was a lot of energy when I was there.
But you had the old people day.
Yeah, and it was still a lot of energy.
Yes. So imagine.
I couldn't.
Young people.
I couldn't.
They got a lot of energy.
I don't know how old. I know what. Mel Mitchell, she young.
She used to be the young one.
Oh, she ain't the young one no more?
She's not. if there was, I was working with 24-year-olds, 26-year-olds, CPO.
Is he? Okay. I can't, you can't tell with CP.
Yeah, CPO.
And it was one, yeah, I think it was only one other young lady that would have been, I would consider young, but I, she might be my age or older.
I was,
you know how black women look.
By far the elder of the group.
I mean, you always going to be the elder.
Yeah, right, apparently. No, but I was for real the elder. And I was being treated like the elder.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Yes. That's they were funny. Like, the queen has arrived. I was like, huh? I literally was like, who are y'all talking about? Is Melissa
come
here?
Come get my bags.
Yeah, that's how it was. That definitely. But they were so, when I tell you, it was so great getting to see them in their element, and they were all so freaking sweet. Like, they were so, so sweet.
Yeah. Oh, the dude, Jonathan.
Uh-huh.
He, I don't know how old he is, but.
A baby. He's like 20.
Yeah,
I figured.
Yeah, he was probably the youngest, yeah.
No, there was one. But there were two younger. Oh,
I'm talking about when
day.
I was there. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there were some, like, so you can drink this year, huh? So, but Friday I didn't have to work because I had a very special occasion that I got to do. One of the young ladies who I call my niece, I've known her since she was 3 years old. She became my soror on Friday. And y'all know I don't have any daughters, so I won't have a legacy per se. That's what we call it when your child becomes a part of your sorority. That's your legacy. I won't have that necessarily unless one of my boys give birth to a daughter who decides to pledge Delta. And one of the beautiful things that you get to do as typically if you have a legacy is that you get to pin them with their sorority pin. And while it sounds small, it is also really, really sentimental because that's one thing you know every single Delta has ever had to do throughout our 100-something years is they get pinned by somebody.
Yeah, that's like the Marines getting they get the pin on their thing after they cross and they do the whole ceremony.
So this young baby, her biological aunt, who's also a soror, she was kind enough to split because there's two times where we pin the young ladies. She took the first time and I got to take the second time. And I was like, I'm not missing this come hell or high water. So I was supposed to be with Marcus filming with Tab, but I got, by the time I could get on the road to get to Tab, Marcus had to do the shoot with Tab by himself.
Yeah, did Tab and Chance.
So that was a beautiful moment. And then I went to her probate at the end of, or they call it new initiate presentation at the end of the day. And it was the longest probate I've ever been to. I mean, goodness gracious. However, baby, it was quality. All 2 hours of it was Pantages Broadway quality. It was just long. So I was on USC's campus until midnight on Friday. Now here's where things get a little crazy. For those of you all who are on our Patreon, you were able to watch me and Kev shoot 2 episodes of Here's the Thing on Saturday morning. Because of us shooting during the week, we couldn't shoot our episodes during the week. But we always want to, in the umpteen years that we have been doing this, that we've always had podcasts go up other than when Jay passed away. That's when we did go black for a little bit. Anyways, we shoot it. I'm hungry. I order some food from Blue Jam. I order salmon hash, which is feels healthy, even though it might not be. It's potatoes, green pepper, onion, some salmon, and A poached egg.
Go ahead.
Poached eggs, they're hit or miss for me. Sometimes they don't mess up my stomach, but sometimes it's just way too much yolk.
Poached egg never, the only time, the absolute only time poached egg, if it is the poached egg, has ever messed up my stomach is from Blue Jam. I think it's the sauce on top.
Oh, I don't.
That's know. What I honestly think it is. I don't think it has anything to do with poached egg. I poached eggs myself. I've had it at many different restaurants. I like me a poached egg, but that is the only thing. That's why I always contributed to that sauce that they put on there.
Well, I ate half of it. Delicious. I get on my, I had a Delta meeting, our regular chapter meeting.
So if y'all was watching Here's the Thing, what you was eating on there?
Yeah, I was eating
on
it.
So whatever she was eating on there is what... was the sunrise of the rest of the weekend.
That's the best way to put it. Best way to put it. So I then have to jump on my Delta meeting, right? It's our regular meeting. I have to do my officer report. I have to do committee reports. Meanwhile, I then scheduled an Uber to pick up my son to take him to his Jack and Jill event for the day. So I'm on my virtual meeting. I'm here. Josh and Kevin are still here. I do my report. I put the meeting on mute. I'm talking to Josh and Kev. And then I'm like, okay, let me go pick up my son. And then I need to do some announcements to the teens before they disperse from their event. After that, still on the Delta call. After that, I have to go to pick up all the cotillion dresses because, as y'all know, at the end of this month, the cotillion botillion is actually happening. So I'm picking up all 11 dresses from the seamstress place. And Lil Marcus is going to help me. As we're on our way there, I can feel what they call crimping. Crimping is what your intestines do when it's ready to expel what's in it. And I now know my body well enough. Most people don't really pay attention or know what's happening. I know when my stomach or my intestines are starting to crimp together. And if it becomes too aggressive, I know it's saying, this is no longer going to be up to you if I expel within me.
I was just giving you a warning. This is what I'm about to do.
And it's to the point when it gets real bad, I start sweating. It's literally sweat is starting to pour off of my face and down my back. And I said, oh, God, Lil Marcus. Oh, God. I said, I have got to use it. So across the street from the because I know the seamstress people don't have a restroom for people to use. There's a sushi restaurant across the street from the seamstress, and it looks clean. It looks new, actually. And I was like, okay, I got to go in here because I know I am just one exhale away from tearing up my clothes. So I walk in and I was like, hi, I'm going to take a look at the menu, but can I use your restroom first? They were like, yeah, it's down the hall to the left. I was like, okay, thank you. And I get down there and it's got men's on one side, women on the other. And it's one of those where you can see if it's occupied or not. And I said, oh my God, that means there's only one toilet.
Yeah.
It says vacant. So I go in there, I lock, and then I wreak havoc on that. And I'm telling you
from experience what that meal does to me, because I only got it like 3 times and all 3 times I'm like, it was good. It was maybe in my body for maybe like an hour, hour and a half before it said, evacuate everything.
Oh, baby. I'm talking about
things you ate last week.
It's coming out. I'm telling you, babe, I know this is TMI. You know how usually you gotta do a little stomach contraction to get things going?
Nah.
It was like as soon as I
it was revving the engine back as soon as this gate opened.
Basically, I'm holding the gate closed through clenching. As soon as I let go of the clench, it was like,
y'all know them. It's two different things. The funny cars, the one with the real big tires on the back and the real small tires on the front, or the roller coasters that just shoot off.
Yes, yes.
No build up on a hill.
I'm talking about I'm in that mug.
That's
for
awful.
A solid 10 minutes. Just giving that toilet the what for. I'm talking about sweat still coming, dripping off my face. I was like, ugh. So I get myself cleaned up.
Look, Angel don't even know what they can hear in that.
Oh, shit. It was that bad. So once I'm done and I make sure, I'm cleaned up and there's no remnants of what happened in the bathroom, I wash my hands. I walk out. I was like, okay, so let me get the baked Diablo salmon roll. And what else would you recommend? He's like, oh, the ram roll. Yeah, let me get that.
Yeah, he was like, you're just looking to replace all that, huh?
And I was like, let me get the garlic edamame. Yeah. I said, I'm going to get it to go. He's like, all right. I said, let me pay for it now because I got to go across the street and get the dresses. And he was like, okay. So I pay. Me and Marcus, we finally get a parking spot because we're parked illegally now.
Said, oh, more salmon, huh?
Yes. Because that's where everybody was like, the salmon. I'm like, it was not the salmon that tore me up. Salmon. It was something about that egg. So we park. it takes a while to get the dresses because they have to wrap them, put the names on them. So we're carefully getting everything in the car. As we're doing this, I feel cramp, 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 cramp. I sweat beads again start coming. I said, okay, I'm going to go here, grab my food, but I'm going to have to use this bathroom. So I go in.
That's what it does.
And the server isn't there, but I see my food. So I was just like, let me just quickly go to the restroom while they're not paying attention. I'm in there for another 5. I mean, there's barely anything left, but it said whatever's in here is coming out. It's coming out. I'm like, whoo.
Body over it, involuntarily just
Yes. It was that bad. I was just like, oh my God. And so I come out, I say, can I get a ginger ale to go? And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry, we don't have ginger ale. I said, that's fine. So I drop little Marcus off at Yala. Is it circling for you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I drop little Marcus off at his next event, which is Young Ambassadors Leadership Academy. And I go home and I want to take a nap because my body is like, there's nothing left. So I do. I take a nap on the couch. Mm. I get up. I go pick him up. I have to drop off his friend at home. And I pick up my younger kids and we come back.
I drop
home.
Off the younger ones and Angel took Marcus, but go ahead.
So now I am like, okay, I'm better. I now can eat. The sushi was
first
bomb.
Of all, the highlight of this whole weekend was discovering, I didn't know about this sushi place.
It was good.
That sushi was good.
Yeah, the sushi was amazing.
When you was telling this story to Shanique and they were like, wait, in the sushi in the valley? I'm like, don't come over here with that bougie shit. Y'all act like because you go over to Malibu or wherever the hell you getting sushi, they getting it right out of the damn ocean. It's all coming from the same place.
Yeah. But it was all cooked sushi, too. None of it was raw. I was like, it wasn't raw.
But regardless, ain't none of these restaurants in California fishing nothing out of the ocean.
Correct.
It's coming from a supplier.
So it was good. It's me, Lil Marcus, and Big Marcus ate on that sushi.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I also was like, oh, because it had a lot of rice. That's also why I was like, this should help absorb some of. So I'm Gucci. Me and Marcus watching TV. We're having a good time with each other. What I've noticed as I've become older is that I'm spending way too much time trying to figure out what my family was going to eat during the week. And I'm already spread so thin on everything else. By the time I got to trying to figure out what we were going to eat, I would have pretty much too much anxiety to even figure it out. And so we were eating just trash, all right? Well, then I realized, why am I not just using a meal kit, right? And it can make my life so much easier. Well, that meal kit is Hungry Root. Like, it took all the stress off of my plate and put the food on there instead, all right? So with Hungry Root, there's so many things that I love about it. One, I don't have to go into the grocery store. I don't have to meal plan. Two, I can actually stick to my health goals with Hungry Root. I don't have to be like, but is this really following the thing? I wanted to do high protein. Hungry Root has the solution for that. And I love that we get new items and brands that I would not have known without Hungry Root. Okay, because I'd be going to just the regular schmegula stuff and Hungry Root is like, no, baby, we got you something that's even better. Hungry Root is not just a meal kit. That's what you don't understand. It's different because it combines the convenience of a meal kit with the variety of a grocery store. You see how they do that? You see how they do it. I love it. So they plan your groceries and meals for a week. They fill up your cart basically and deliver everything right to your door and you can eat healthy. They take into account what you are trying to do for your own health. If you have any preferences as far as in diet, and they make sure they budget to curate something custom for you every week. And what I love is that they listen to your, they learn your taste. They learn everything about your dietary needs, right? So if you don't want to do gluten or dairy, it's not going to be up on your list. It's going to stay blocked. They have over 50,000 chef crafted recipes that are ready in just 15 minutes or less. They offer different grocery items, over 1,000 smoothie, snacks, sweets, salad kits, ready to eat meals and supplements. All right. And they have a high standard. They screen out over 200 additives, including high fructose corn syrup, artificial sweeteners, preservatives, and they only source high quality meat and seafoods. None of them hormones or antibiotics. Plus, they are non-GM. They have non-GMO and organic options. You're going to love Hungry Root as much as I do. For a limited time, get 40% off your first order, plus a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/argue and use code argue. That's hungryroot.com/argue. Code argue. To get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. Thank you, Hungry Root, for sponsoring today's podcast. I had an invitation that was sent to me a while ago for one of my sorors' 40th birthday, and it was at her house in the Valley. And the, if you want me to come to something, have it be in the Valley, and there's a good chance I'm going to come. When you put it over the hill, I'll be like, ha. Ah.
Yeah, I'm not coming. Kiss my ass.
So typically, she's the type that parties till late. And mind you, she's also, she was the advisor of the line that I just saw cross that my niece was on. So I knew my niece was going to be there because that was her advisor. So I was like, oh, I'll get to go. I'll get to see her. So it wasn't until around midnight, close to midnight, that I was like, you know what? I'm going to run to this party for 5 minutes just to say happy birthday. And I was like, yeah, I didn't want to go long. I was like, Marcus.
Me.
Come on.
You're going to take me to this party.
Take me to the party. So
no, and I had, because we were sitting there, we was watching TV, you was on your phone, we was watching TV talking. I was like, man, I said, I was late. I ain't about to fix me no drink. She said, you should go ahead and fix you a drink. I said, nah. She said, well, you can fix me a drink and then you can take me to this party.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
I said, come on, you're going to take
me. My shoes came off at about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Come on.
They not going back on.
Come take me to the party, baby. And he's refusing. I said, make me a Marcus Mule and take me to this party.
So I'll make you the mule.
He made me a Marcus Mule.
I said, I ain't take you to this party.
So I'm sipping on the mule. We watching TV. And I'm like, come on, take me to the party.
Nah.
I changed my clothes. And I was like, Marcus, you going to take me to the party?
Nah.
So then I was
still flipping channels.
I was like, Lil Marcus, come on, you gonna take me to this party? He was like, I'm not supposed to be on the road driving this. I was like, boy, I don't care nothing about that. You gonna take me to this party?
You got the driving night anyway.
Right. So I finished that cocktail. It takes me about 20 minutes to finish it. Maybe not even that, but it like 10, 15 minutes. And I was like, make me another cocktail. So Marcus makes me another Marcus Mule. I pour it from the copper cup into a little paper cup that I'm going to take with me illegally, okay? I already know this is not legal. And so me and Lil Marcus get in the car, I have it in my little cup holder. Because it's such a carbonated drink, I'm not really drinking any of it. Like, my body is already kind of full from all the bubbles. I think I might have taken one sip. We pull up to the house a little bit after 12 noon. I don't hear music. And I see people in the corner. I said, is it over? They said, yeah, it's over. I said,
well, all right.
I said, what? I said, well, let me at least hug Jalika and leave. So I walk in and it's really over. Like there's maybe five people in there. I see Jalika's husband who was the DJ. And I said, is Jalika in bed? He said, yeah. He said, do y'all want a drink? I said, no, I had a drink at home. And I said, and he's too young to drink. He said, I be forgetting. It's just because he's so tall. I just say, and so I was
like. Yeah, it's a short family too.
Yeah, they're all very short. I said, okay, we're just going to take a picture in front of this picture thing of her and we're going to leave. So we were there for literally all of 5 minutes. We get in the car, we're driving back. And I said, and now I'm realizing I'm buzzed, right? So I'm like, I don't even really need this other drink. And I was like, Lil Marcus, you hungry? He was like, yeah. I said, okay, well, let's go to this one drive-thru. So we get to the drive-thru. And quickly, I go from buzzed to shit-faced drunk without drinking anything. And I'm like, what is happening? And I know when I'm past drunk, when I close my eyes and I'm getting dizzy because my eyes are closed.
Spinning.
Yeah. And then I notice I'm nauseous. Now, mind you, this is happening within a 2-minute span of time that I go from buzz to, ooh, I feel white girl wasted. And it's not making sense to me because I've only had one cocktail. So why the hell do I feel this way off of one cocktail?
Because there ain't nothing in your body.
We are in their drive-thru. And I'm like, I take the cup, I pour everything out on the side. I was like, okay, set that down. We give it up out of there. We're turning, and then we turn into our neighborhood. And I was like, hey, and I'm talking to Lil Marcus so calmly. The window's down. My head is kind of out the window.
Been there before.
I said, okay, hey, baby, I want you to make a right here, and then I want you to signal to go off to the side and then turn on your hazards. Because I'm thinking, where is there dirt? Because I don't want to just throw up on the concrete. And so he pulls over, opened the door. The way it came out from below earlier is how it's rushing out of me in the front. And it's nothing but the cocktail. Like, it's ginger beer just shooting out of my nose.
And whiskey and lime juice.
I was like, oh, my God. And then I finished throwing up. I closed the door. And I was like, okay, get me home. And he's driving. I said, oh, you might have to pull over again. He said, no, I think we can make it, Mom. I think we can make it. He pulls into the cul-de-sac. And I was like, what I knew I couldn't do is sit here and wait for him to parallel park. I said, you let me out right in front of our driveway. He lets me out in front of the driveway. I said, you won't have to bring in everything. I cannot grab anything right now. He's like, okay. I walk, make it to the front yard, and I lay down on our turf.
She lay down on our green. I don't call it turf. That's green carpet.
I lay down there, and I am laid there for about 5 minutes while he's parallel parking and grabbing everything. And then I said, Angel, you're going to have to get up off the ground before your son sees you. Because he's going to get worried if he sees you like this. That's literally what my brain said. So I mustered up.
Last time one of us was like it, I was holding him.
Yeah. You remember that? So I said, okay, get up. I get up. I somehow put the coat in and come in. And I lay on the carpet in the house.
Yeah.
And I just lay there.
And then I start recording.
And I can hear him recording. What was I doing with this?
You was flipping me off. You started doing that at one point. I don't know what, but you was flipping me off.
I know I gave you the middle finger.
Yeah. I don't know what else you was doing.
I think I might have been doing rah-rah. Have you seen the rapper, She's Blind?
No.
They say I'm feisty, but I'm not even spicy. Just try me. I know you want to try me.
Oh, shit.
I think that's what
Everybody's
I was doing.
Everybody's going to hell.
Anyway.
Now, what I witnessed was Angel begging me to take her to this party, me standing 10 toes down. I'm not going out of this goddamn house, especially to no damn party where I know it's going to be crowded and loud and everybody going to be drunk, having a blast. They're going to be having a good time. That ain't the type of day I'm having because I accidentally called Marquita earlier. And she said she was going to a party that started at 8, 9 o'clock. I said, oh, you grown? I said, no, that ain't grown folk. You doing young people shit. Parties start at 9? Nah. She was like, I know, but I'm going to go. I said, all right. Ain't no way I'm going to do that today. So, Angel, that's how my day already went. I was like, I absolutely know. So, went from Angel, but I made her drink. She wasn't affected by the drink at all. As far as I could see, when she left the house, she asked me to make her another one, made another one. She walked out talking, yeah, we're going to go over here, and came back in and laid on the floor. I said, what the hell just happened? She said, I've been laying in the front yard for the past 5 minutes. Something's wrong. I done got sick. Pull out my phone. I said, well, the promises once again. She just held up a middle finger at me. I got posted because I said, by the way, come see us on tour.
All the way I kept throwing up last night.
Oh, yeah. She kept that night. Then she lay there long enough. Then eventually she was like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. I said, then go ahead and go to the bathroom. She ain't throwing up on this rug, damn it.
No, no.
She went to the bathroom. She was playing about being hot, so I got her a cold towel, a wet towel, got it real cold, laid it on her back, got her some ice, laid that on in the inside the towel. And she was in there for I don't know how long.
Throwing up and pissing on myself.
That's what she said. I need some more panties. She said, I need some more panties. I said, what are you saying? Are you saying you need panties? Then she started pointing at her butt, which also didn't make sense. You need more panties? Yes. I said, Lord, I ain't know what was happening up under that damn her outfit, but I said, let me go get some.
Oh,
more.
I was a pissing every time. It would just be like.
So here's something about me. People throwing up, for some reason, I find absolutely hilarious. It's something I find funny about the watching somebody's body involuntarily do some shit that they can't control from doing some shit that they could have controlled.
I'm telling you, it was so bad.
I don't even have to know the person. If I see somebody throwing up, it's going to make me laugh. So I didn't even hear it. I was just imagining. I said, Lord Jesus, this girl.
I was a piss. Because this is a new thing. I have never had, you're going to throw up in pee? So I'm feeling pee running all down my legs. I was like, what is happening to me? So I finally get comfortable enough on the couch that's where we decide I'm asleep.
Yeah, she's on the couch. Bring the fan down to blow on her. Marcus does bring the fan down, blows on her. So I'm sitting there watching TV for another couple hours, and I wake her up. I was like, you sleeping down here tonight? Yeah, this is probably the best. Yeah, I'm asleep. And she just saying, I was like, all right, she's out. So I went on and cut everything off. Next morning,
I wake up. That liquor in my stomach. Now, don't have no headache. So I'm thinking, okay, fantastic.
Still ain't got no food. The food that she got at the drive-thru never got ate.
Oh, yeah.
There's still nothing in Angel's body.
Other than the little rice, little sushi roll I had in the edamame. Okay? So the only thing is in my body. Actually, that's gone. That I saw come out. The sushi's gone. I threw that up a long time ago. But so I'm thinking also every ounce of the liquor should be gone too.
Nah.
The liquor is still in my stomach. It's not affecting my brain, but nausea is still there. Mm-hmm. So I'm guzzling water. And it said, great, now we have something to throw up.
Yeah, that's so how it happens.
Went to the toilet. I'm peeing on myself again, throwing up in the morning.
This I do here.
I said, oh my God. So. I'm so mad because I have. And let me tell you.
When it's vocal, if it's silent, it's one thing. But when it's vocal.
Vocal is definitely when, okay, if your body is trying its best to find anything to throw up out of here. And mind you, I know I got a busy day. I said, this is not the day to be thrown up. I then took a shower. I'm laying on the bed. Yep, not going to be able to make it. Go back. Now, mind you, Marcus is up. I'm upstairs now in the same vicinity as him. Marcus is up. He's doing something in the mirror, brushing his teeth
flossing or something. I don't know.
I'm running to our toilet and there's like nothing. I'm now dry heaving into the toilet. Marcus don't say, babe, you okay?
I know you okay.
Yeah. And dry heaving and pissing on myself. I just got out the shower. So I'm pissed off about that, literally, because I'm like, you are clean, and now you're pissy. Like, this is not what it's supposed to be.
Now somehow it's my fault.
I was like, you didn't come and help me. He hands me some Pepto-Bismol.
Drink this.
I said, oh, it might have too much flavor to it. He's like, no, that's what it's for. So I drank the Pepto, and that was the saving grace. The Pepto finally got my stomach to stop.
Because I knew it was coming. I said, eventually she's going to be wondering why I don't give a shit. So while she was in there, said, let me go find this Pepto.
So
she came out here.
So yes, I take the Pepto. So finally, my stomach is settling. And I'm like, okay, now I have the opportunity to put something on my stomach to keep this from happening. I find an applesauce packet. I have that.
Whew. I don't think I would have tried
that. Oh, no, it was.
Give me some bread. Give me a loaf of bread.
No, the applesauce packet was perfect. And then I also grab an apple. And now me and Lil Marcus have to go to an event. I have no choice because I am the one who planned it, right? So, and Lil Marcus ain't here. And there one of my instructions that I gave him. We show up to the event. I take the fan with me. I take the tower fan.
Big ass tower. It ain't a new one either. This thing old.
I take that tower fan. I'm talking to the teens. I plug it up. I'm talking to the teens and it's just blowing on me. But I'm like, while I am lethargic, I don't feel nauseous. I'm just like, okay, now I just need to replace. I don't have anything in me. That's all I'm dealing with. Y'all. Then shit hits the fan.
That's for Patreon, though.
I'm going to tell this only to Patreon. We'll be back to this episode after I tell Patreon what happened. Okay. So now my stomach is upset to the point where I'm just like, nah, I'm for real about to throw up. I'm about to throw up everywhere. So I'm back. I'm now driving with my head out the window.
And we back, by the way.
Yes. I'm now driving with my head out the window. Before headed to Delta Gyms, because I'm like, I'm about to throw up. I stop at Vallarta's, and I'm like, y'all got some medicine in here? And so they got the goddamn on Pepto-Bismol locked behind a glass case.
Vallarta.
So I get some ginger ale, some Pepto, and apparently we had this amazing speaker scheduled for Delta Gyms. So they were like, can you get us some flowers? So I bought some flowers. I show up there. I'm like, Lil Marcus, bring the fan out of the car.
Big ass tower fan. You should have brought my shop fan, the garage fan. Yeah. That's what that fan sound like. It was so powerful.
My soul roars were like, are you okay? I said, yeah. I just had to wait for the police to arrive at this other situation. I feel like I'm going to throw up. They were like, what? I said, yeah, Marcus, plug up the fan. Let me sit down. Oh, my God.
So hold on. The angel, she calls me and was like, hey, I'm going to need you to bring some Amazon packages that just showed up at the house. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, I ain't put up no phone. I was like, all right, take my house shoes off, put my shoes on. Because, again, I'm at the house, feet kicked up. Mm-hmm. So I take the stuff. And I'm walking in, I thought I heard my name. I'm walking in, and it's like, yeah, thank you so much. It's how she's talking. Thank you so much. Sorry, this stuff just got here. And Marcus didn't hear nothing that I told him to bring. And Angel's running around, and I can look, and I'm like, Angel's still running around dealing with the kids, and you know, most of them are sitting down at the tables. I said, did they just get in trouble? Like, what's going on? They were like, nah, they got to write something. I'm like, okay, so I'm just sitting there talking to a couple of the moms that I know. People that's also helping out with the
because we switched over to Cotillion rehearsal. Yeah, now yeah, Cotillion. The gyms is over. It's now
Cotillion. Now we over at Delta shit. So, I they start moving and grooving and giving their, you know, like they're going over some speeches or something. So at one point, one of the girls had forgot something. I don't know what it was, but she didn't have something that she was supposed to have. And she was like, I don't have it. And her mom was like, girl, you know Angel ain't in the mood today. How did you forget that? She was like, I don't know. So then she's like avoiding trying to be around. She's like, I'm just going to go home and get it from you. It was a couple other girls I could saw. I said, oh, so they now know that Angel is a...
them kids know
she did not have it in her.
I played no games. I hold no punches with them kids. We did our first ever try on in front of everybody. Now, here's the thing, okay? Because they had to call me today to check on me because they said, you were on one yesterday. I said, I sure as hell was. Because, baby, the way I was snapping at them kids, left and right.
By the time I left, that's it. I helped clean up some tables. I folded tables and chairs before I left. I said, all right, y'all, I'm out of here.
Listen, no. Anthony called you in to defuse one thing because I was about to cuss them boys clean out.
Is that why she called me in there?
Yes. So I thought I bought two different styles of pants for the boys. And I did not realize I was incorrect. You remember when I was asking about 3-day suit broker?
Yeah.
It's because I couldn't find any pants with the satin stripe that would be delivered in time from Amazon.
Oh.
I, in my mind, thought I did order some from Amazon as well, but there was none. I think the only ones I could find had the velvet stripe down the bottom, and I thought that would be a little bit too much of a variation from their suit.
Yeah.
Now, I want y'all to understand, me and one of the co-chairs picked out their dresses, and me and one of the co-chairs picked out their suits. In trying to appease everybody, we try to pick things that would look good on everybody type. So with the suit pants, the boys' suit pants that came with the tuxedo were too plain and too tight. And I said, I am hell bent on making sure people don't think these boys are escorts, that they are participants.
Yeah.
The girls are in big old wedding dresses that have like detailing and
detail
stuff.
Detail and pearls and designs and stuff all over them.
So the boys are in, the top of their tuxedos are mainly white and it has black like detailing on it.
It's a white blazer, like tux a blazer, and then it's got a black collar and then black buttons, black stripes on the pocket and everything.
And then has a white vest with black buttons. And then they're going to wear a black shirt with a black bow tie. So I was like, we need the pants that came with them were just plain as hell. And I was like, they either need to have the tuxedo stripe.
They or look something. Like busboys, dang there.
Yes.
The pants that came with it. Just like, busboys at a fancy restaurant.
So what I found on Amazon that I was like, huh, this might work, is the black on black, but kind of almost like a paisley design on the black. Kind of busy, but because it's...
You know what would have been dope?
What?
You know that blazer I got just like that, tuxedo blazer, but it's paisley white.
Mm.
It's like the pants, but it's white.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the pants are that, but it's black on black, so you don't see the texture unless light is hitting.
Yeah. It's a real nice paisley design. It's a, like she said, black on, it's like a shadow, like ghost. Yeah. It's like a ghost pattern, so light hits it, you can see it, and it's like flat. It don't take a lot of light to see it, but it's dope. I'm like, oh, those pants are nice.
So I get them that. I get them two different styles of shoes to choose from.
So one shoe, solid patent leather, and it has a, it's like, it looks like a work shoe, like a boot almost.
Yeah.
And then the other one is a hat, is like a diagonal cut. The front half is patent leather. The back half is like a suede with the same paisley print as the pants.
Right.
So which is fire.
So these are the things I didn't spend my time picking out for these boys, okay? My son will wear whatever the hell I put him in. The other child is very much so into fashion to the point that he tailors all of his own clothes. Like he crops all of his shirts. He has
his own little style that he sticks to, very detail-oriented when it comes to fashion.
He don't like the pants. Okay, now mind you, I'm over here lacing up 11 girls into these wedding dresses. Ebony comes out, you ain't got no other pants? And I was like, the other pants didn't come in, because right now in my mind, I thought I ordered pants.
Yeah.
And I said, and not only that, I've had to research seamstresses to come in and do a fitting with the boys at the date and time we're rehearsing, right? Mm-hmm. So I have done all this coordinating, okay? And it's not about to get blown up.
What Anissa did you find him from? It wasn't our Anissa?
Anissa, the costume designer for the airport.
He said Anissa, he said something about sets and stuff. I automatically thought, that's my niece, she sings. He was like, she sings too? I said, wait, maybe we're not talking about the same Anissa.
Yeah, no, the okay, Anissa who sent you what you were supposed to wear for the airport.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So I was like, no. Ebony was like, I can go downtown, get them some pants, take them to the fitting. I said, these boys don't have a schedule that will allow us to take them downtown for a fitting.
Yeah.
Marcus is in track practice every day or at a track meet. Aiden is in volleyball practice or at volleyball. They don't have the time to go and do this.
Right.
This is why this was scheduled for today. She was like, well, maybe if he... And I'm thinking, why are we jumping through hoops?
Yeah.
they need to get the F over it. And yeah. they're wearing these goddamn pants because I surely didn't give the girls no options. The girls are in what the dress I picked out.
Yeah. So by the time, I don't know how this is happening. Ebony comes to get me. She said, come check out the boys' suits. And she didn't give me no information. So I walk in. I'm like, yeah, they look nice. So I'm looking and I'm like, well, they got too much break. They need to be taken up. And the seamstress, at the time, I didn't know the seamstress was a seamstress. I just saw him there. Seamstress. He was like, yeah, I'm working on that. Now I was like, oh, okay. So then I was looking at the one boy. I'm like, well, are you wearing it? Because the dude's already working on his. I said, are you wearing them? Were you going to wear them? I said, are you sure that's going to be long enough and not too short? He was like, yeah, I'm the one that brought it up. I'm like, but still, y'all don't need to look too different. Mm-hmm. You might want yours hiked up to show all your socks. Marcus ain't going to want his like that. Mm-hmm. He was like, no, yeah, I'm going to wear them like this. I said, all right, cool. So I checked with Marcus. He's cool. And then that's when I heard something about the pants being too busy. And I was like, the pants ain't too busy. I said, the pants are fire. I was like, this is what you want. I was like, one, everything else is going to look too way too plain. Just by themselves singularly. You brought up the dress. I wouldn't even think about the dress. I said, you don't want a solid black pant with this top to go at something like that. You want a little more style. I said, two, I don't know if this was done on purpose, but the shoes go perfectly with the pants. I was like, the top is so plain. Usually the jacket is what draws all the attention.
Right.
If the jacket is not going to draw any attention, you want something else to. And then that's when Angel came in. She was like, and the girls, have you seen the girls' dresses? He was like, yeah, they are extremely detailed.
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, you are going to look like an escort. You will fade into the background. No one will recognize you or even know that you're out there if you walk out there with some plain pants and a white blazer standing beside these large group of girls in these extremely detail-oriented, beautiful, massive white gloves, white dresses or whatever they're called. I was like, these pants is going to work out just fine. I was like,
so when they come out and the swords get to see them, they lose their mind. They were like, these pants, the shoes. And I was like, do y'all, you see what I'm saying? I was like, if you came out with just regular pants,
they'd be like, oh, that's, y'all look nice.
I was like, but this makes you all the star as well.
Yeah, so I said, instead of the black tie, the black bow tie, we need to try to find a paisley tie that matches the pants. Because again, up here is so plain. It's only black and white. That's all you're getting.
Yeah.
You got a black shirt with a black bow tie. You want the bow tie to stand out somehow. Mm-hmm. Perfect way to make that stand out is you get a ghost pattern paisley tie to go with the pants. That way it pulls everything together. And he was like reluctantly understanding.
It was just starting to piss me off because I was just like, you know what? I don't even know why I'm trying to explain this to you all. You're going to wear it because I know I don't have you looking stupid. Right. You're not going to be able to convince me this don't look right.
Because Ebony was like, well, you know, he designs his own stuff. I said, that don't mean he's good at matching it up. I was like, I ain't never been impressed by his clothes. I said, he does his own style. But this formal shit, I've been doing a lot. I've been doing longer than he been alive.
I was like, I know I haven't set y'all up to look goofy. This is what I do know.
I've had stylists that complimented me and be like, you threw it together. No, thank you. I appreciate it. That means a lot coming from you.
And it was like, also, I'm not giving y'all no more choices.
Yeah.
I've catered to you all to try to make y'all feel special. I'm over it. I'm OVA.
Yeah.
It. Then, let me tell you.
So shortly after that, I was out.
I'm like, I'm supposed to be recording. They're all supposed to do a voiceover for their specific video that's going to play after they've been presented. I'm now dealing with a girl who does not feel comfortable or confident in her dress, right? And I'm trying to be sensitive about it and trying to come up with solutions. It's very, very difficult, very draining, but I'm trying my best. I'm with one of the co-chairs. There's three of us.
She's one of those girls that don't like having her shoulders out or something.
Yeah, there's like a lot. And I was just like, okay. And I felt bad because I know grown women who don't like to
show. I've seen that from high school on. Like some girls just don't feel comfortable with their shoulders.
And so I'm like, ah, you know, because the things we were concerned with, not them having too much of their breast out, making sure that it was a dress that could be a size inclusive, things like that. So for me, and also because they do movements like this, we really didn't want anything on their arm because it was might get them stuck.
Right.
Right. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, so they don't have straps?
No, they do.
Oh, they do. Oh.
They have straps, but nothing, once you bring it down
to
here, it's just like you raise your arm, there's a good chance the dress is going to bunch up right here.
Yeah.
So we're trying to find ways to help so that she can feel good about herself, right? The other coach here comes in. Angel, this dance looks terrible. You need to go out there. What? What you mean this dance looks terrible? Not the dance that we started learning in November. And it's April. There's no way a dance that they learned in November looks bad in April.
Yeah, the person that architected the dance is here too.
When I tell you I'm walking out there, I hear Ebony go, and y'all better pull it together, because if Miss Angel come out here and see y'all looking like this, she gonna be mad. And they now hear my footsteps and they all turn and look at me.
Sickly, hard, loud footsteps.
And they look at me and they're like, I said, get in the opening formation. Let me see this. They didn't even make it four counts in. Stop the goddamn music.
Angel over hazing them girls.
I said, what you're not going to do is waste my time. I've been throwing up all day.
I mean, shitting and throwing up for 24 hours, and y'all gonna pull this shit on me?
That's quite literally. I said, you're not gonna waste my time. You're not gonna waste Miss Quinn's time. I said, I sent y'all the video after last rehearsal for you all to look at it, but I can tell some of y'all ain't looked at that thing since last month. I said, this is ridiculous.
Yes, it's still Sunday.
Baby, I was ripping them kids a new one. Oh my God. So they trying to pull together. Now here's also the thing. I love my sis Quinn. She don't remember her own choreography either. She's like, okay, now what? And so she would tell, over,
oh, that look good. Y'all should do that.
She even at the end, she was like, okay, what's next? I was like, I'm pulling up the video because I'm like, should nobody be asking me what's next when y'all all have the video?
She's like, I ain't even dancing. Y'all are.
You just go to the video. Also, I do know the dance because I was there when it was taught. So I am in there making sure I'm like, what? And then we're also now they're doing it the first time in the dresses. Some of the dresses are too long. And yeah. I'm like,
okay. I know a few of them. They were dragging a lot.
Yeah. I said, we're going to have to take these back to the alterer. I said, but that's the reason why we got these dresses 2 weeks early. So that if this was the problem, we could take the dresses in to get cut down. So, I'm not supposed to be out here doing this. The dance rehearsal was supposed to be them running it two or three times so they could get a feel for it in the dress. Quinn could take notes and then give the notes at the end. That's what I envisioned. I didn't envision
relearning the dance.
Kids not knowing the goddamn dance moves. Okay? The dads are also there so that they can run it. And I'm like, because Quinn's like, I think we should just, you know, record it one more time so I can see what you're. I said, we don't have time for that. Okay?
No, you use the recording you already got.
We do not have time for that, okay? So then the dads are finally, and I said, what we're going to do in order for me not to lose it, we're going to go over this dance without music from the beginning, step by step. We're going to run all the way through, and then we're going to run it with music a couple of times. This is when I realized Quinn didn't remember. She was like, you know I can't do it. It counts. I said, sing the song then. Sing it. Sing it. Sing the song.
Sing it aloud.
Sing it. And then she kept moving. I said, nope, that's not the next step. The next step, twirl out. 2, 3, 4. Twirl back in. 5, 6, 7, 8. Then turn to your father. And then do the. So finally, once we go through the steps, I'm like, okay, I need to start recording people. Okay. So I leave with one girl. We record hers. I get about 8 of the 13 recorded. I only got 5 left. When I come out, because it's like time to go. Well, no, actually, I don't know what made eventually. Oh, no, yeah. I come out and I can see there nobody's moving. Nothing is happening. And Quinn says, Angel, let me see that thing because there's some choreography we're missing. It has to be because we added choreography here because da 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 da. I said, no, we didn't. She was like, it has to be. I showed her. I said, you see that? She said, then what happened? I said, y'all made it to the end too quick. Y'all did the counts wrong. That's what had to happen. She said, I guess so. I guess.
That'll teach you.
I said, everybody get out of your dresses. Get out of your dresses and y'all go home. Get out of your dresses. Get out. And then I started recording.
My poor depleted wife.
I was. Get out of y'all's dresses right now.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you. I'm about to threaten another girl. Had to threaten Nat because when I looked at the old tape, Nat's in the front messing up. I said, hey. On the HBCU trip, I said, I'm going to tell you what, if at this next rehearsal, you still messing up that choreography, you're going to the back. And she was like, I said, no, I want to be very clear with you. If you don't know this dance, I'm not about to let you ruin it by you being in the front messing up.
Angel be like, everybody's in the back now. Technically, no, you, everybody in the back.
Turn around so we only see your back. When I tell you, her mama said, oh, no, she was over at her dad's house for a whole week for her sick. I said, yeah, yeah. And that's, there's another baby that I'm about to do that too. I said, I'm watching her. I said, oh absolutely not. No, you're not about to be up here looking like a deer in headlights. You'll be doing the boy choreography. You keep fooling with me. So... yeah, that's why they called me this morning. They said, you were on when you were.
Yeah,
I said,
yeah, you were.
I said, because I don't think people understand how much of this I'm taking on. And I'm showing up doing my responsibilities, which is an overwhelming amount of responsibilities. And people are not showing up with their handling theirs.
Yeah.
That's very frustrating for me, Angel. And I didn't feel good. And I still showed up. I was throwing up, pissing on myself as of this morning. I'm over here having to facilitate police intervening for a child. And y'all can't get this choreography right. Y'all complaining about some goddamn pants. And you think I'm going to be okay?
I couldn't imagine. Angel has the patience level. I have the capacity of a hatchback, a two-door. Angel has the patience of one, you know, them big ass like mountain moving dump trucks, the 7-4, whatever they call the big ass like million ton trucks that be like the one that got a staircase going up to set in to the cockpit. Mm. That's the amount of patience Angel can carry. Mine is the size of a thimble. I was in there talking to them boys about that, and when he was still questioning them pants, I said, look, you don't know what you're talking about. I was already done, so I couldn't imagine from the beginning of all that to, yeah, ain't no way.
I just, you know, it's a lot. It is a lot. And I understand that, like, for the young man, he feels like he was bamboozled into this. Well, you're here now. We have your money. Okay?
Hey.
It is what it is.
Yeah, you
but
be
all right. Also, I have to keep reminding all of them, even my son sometimes, you can't ever say at the end, this wasn't for your good. Yeah. There is no way. All of these kids are walking away with so much scholarship money.
Yeah.
You gonna wear these goddamn Paisley pants because you're about to get a check to help with your educational
and look good and don't even
journey.
Know it.
And you look fire as hell.
That fit was, it's dope. That's the other thing I did this weekend. One of my favorite things to do. I went test driving trucks and SUVs.
You did.
Only thing, man, I just wish I could do it without somebody trying to sell you stuff, but that's what they're there for. But the one dealership, he did give me, he's like, you want to take it home? You can take it home if you want to, just to, you know, because I was like, yeah, my wife ain't here. He said, man, take it, go show her. Y'all go riding around for the weekend. I was like,
Marcus is out here getting into trouble. We got to get tuxedos for the children. They gotta wear black tuxedos.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to get you a new tuxedo or are you going to wear the same one?
Yeah.
Excuse me. That was remnants of.
Still.
Yes.
Still
you
going.
You ain't going to get a new blazer?
For what? It got to be black.
Yeah.
I got a black tuxedo blazer.
I wasn't sure if you wanted something textured, something different.
Nah. Marcus. It's about them. It ain't about me.
But we going to take pictures with the baby.
And I'm going to look. The same tux y'all done seen the past 3 years. That's the same tux you're going to see.
Anyways, I feel so much better. I'm sure I am like 7 pounds lighter. Period. That's what one of my specials says. She's my little thinnest special. And she's very much so about staying thin. She was like, I don't have no boobs. I don't have no butt. So what I'm going to have to be.
Yeah, you're talking about Nikki.
Yes.
I almost killed her when I hugged her. Didn't even know it.
She said.
She apparently has some type of respiratory thing she's working her way through. It's nothing serious. But I just gave her a little normal pressure. She was happy to see me. She's mad because I didn't bring Castle because she loves him. And I hugged her. After her, she I said, you are? She said, yeah. Squeeze me a little tight. I said, I didn't, but I'm sorry. She's like, no, it's me. Yes. I said, oh, girl, she's so small.
Yeah, Nikki is a sore. She's an adult. She was like, when I told her, I said, I've been throwing up. Because when I come, when I came into that space, I was like, like the dog I brought home from Craigslist.
Yeah.
Just Pinto. Secreting. Just
yeah. Shaking, and she shivering.
Like, she was like, oh no, but she said, but you're going to be so thin. I said, I'm going to be honest. One of the times when I was throwing up and peeing on myself, I did think that. I said, well,
this ab workout I'm getting over here.
I was like, I said, at least my stomach is going to be on flat for about 2 days. She was like, yeah.
That'd be the benefit.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, there you have it. That was my eventful weekend. I just can't.
I love the contrast because Angel's just chaotic, and it'd just be a montage of you being chaotic and me sitting on a couch here.
Here's some Pepto.
There you go.
So buy your tickets.
Get them tickets, y'all.
For the Is This Gonna Cause an Argument 2 tour. Again, we start off June 1st in Chicago, June 3rd in Atlanta, June 5th in Los Angeles, June 23rd in Philadelphia. And then we close out in Chocolate City on June 24th in Washington. Yeah, we are missing Texas. We're missing a lot of other great places.
Y'all.
But that doesn't mean we might not go back out on the road towards the end of the year.
Show up and show out.
Yeah.
And we'll add some dates.
But we definitely, and we might now have a new stage manager that I can't wait for you all to meet for this tour. We actually have to have a meeting with him. But for those of you all coming to the tour, it'll be nice for y'all to meet him. He's such a sweet spirit. And he's my God baby. So anyway, thank y'all. For those of y'all who bought tickets, we actually are designing new merch.
Yes. And actually, she'll be getting something today.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just for the Patreon, y'all might get a little extra. The things I've been talking about.
Okay.
I might go on.
Have that ready
pop
too?
That out, yeah. I mean, it's ready now, but.
Yeah, we about to cut up Miranda, definitely. Oh, we about to have a good time.
If y'all came that last one.
We going to have a good time. We going to have a good time. Queen shit, man shit, yeah. Mama likes. Y'all know what it is. BetterHelp. Hungry Root, use the URL, get your discounts. Let them know we sent you over there.
You don't talk about Hungry Root in the middle of outlet.
Had I been eating Hungry Root, I wouldn't have shit myself.
Hey.
That's true.
Yeah,
they I would have to cook the food all the way.
Yeah.
All right, until next time.
Y'all have a good one, fam.